Welcome back to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo podcast, featuring not one, not two, not three, but four.
Four
fucking peeps here.
Four.
We got the usuals. We got me, Hunter. We got Roper.
Yo.
Now we got the Empty Space Podcast Boys. We got Batch.
Yo, yo.
Wow, okay, all right.
What up, bitch?
Steve, can you give the room some energy, please?
Yeah, let's go, boys. Let's fucking send it to the moon, okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like that.
This is much better.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so we've been looking forward to talk about this for quite a while. We thought there's no one better to talk about with than our brother podcast about the new wave of pop punk. Pretty controversial in the scene. Seems like people either love or hate it. So we always pull from our community and what they've said in our messages, because we always leave a little post on our Instagram.
Little questions.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys would like to, please comment. You might be featured on the next episode. But our good pal, AFI931, this is the only time we've talked, but he seemed really cool.
I think he's talked to us before.
Has he?
In direct messages.
Oh, okay, okay. I think as long as they can make their lyrics not cliche and overdone, there is a chance the genre continues with more support. There are some great bands with great vocalists whose lyrics are a carbon copy of generic pop punk lyrics, and it's always disappointing to hear those. Lyrically, originality is lacking in the genre. So I thought this was well put. I really like what he had to say and agree wholeheartedly. What about all of you three?
Very, very good statement.
That was two agrees for one guy.
Yeah,
what about you two?
I agree, as long as he's like talking about, like, you know, who we're talking about. Because
yeah,
I think
I guess he didn't like point anybody specific out.
Like if he's talking about like the calling all captains and chief states of the world, then I don't agree with him at all. But if he's talking about like the MGKs and stuff and like all these other people, then sure, yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah, I'd say on the topic that we're actually like going with the whole like MGK, the new genre of pop punk esque, I would say 100% with what he's saying.
Cool beans. We also had our good pal Ran Out of Friends podcast mention that Demi rules, leave her alone, because we shat on her for a couple minutes on the last episode. I know Batch loves Demi. I think he's like
fuck
the
Demi,
Demi
Lovato. She's such a heart. Like who is this kid? Is he the new leave Britney alone guy?
Ooh, I mean, I think the shoe fits. He didn't cry, as far as I know. But he seems cool. I really like
him.
Yeah, I love when he hits us up. I feel bad that every time it's we're just shitting on Demi though. But yeah, those are the community brought to us. First, before we get to like the meat of the episode, we'd like to go through our new releases. Are you guys ready for that?
Hell yes.
Yeah. Okay, so personally, I've been really looking forward to this album. It is Chunk No Cat and Chunk's album, Gone Are the Good Days. And oof. I don't know if you guys have all heard it, but it's fucking fantastic. I love it. Definitely going to be in my like top 10 or 5 albums of the year. Have any of you guys listened to it?
Hell yeah. It's a fucking banger and a half.
Ooh, and a half.
Yeah.
What about you, Steve?
Something slaps.
I know Roper didn't listen to it.
I listened to one song that you showed me.
I'm with Roper. I listened to one song and a half, so I'm kind of ahead of Roper. But it is really good from what I've heard so far.
Hell yeah. So I picked the song Marigold. I'm so far from home, just trying to be sincere. There's times in my life that I wish you could be here. There's so many times that we cut it close. We both know what we want the most.
Good one.
I'm going to check that one out next, then.
You sound like my supportive mom.
Yeah. Good job, son.
I got you. No worries.
You're doing so great. My pick for this week is by a band called Turnstile, and it's their new single, Blackout. Put out an EP earlier this month, but I feel like they just took a bunch of the same songs off of this EP and added this song to it, made a whole new EP to it. But it's still fucking slaps. Turnstile rules.
Yeah, they do. Love Turnstile.
Oh, yeah. That was the song with the cowbell on it.
Yep.
You always need more.
Where's Will Ferrell?
Where's Will Ferrell when you need him? So when I was listening to this, like before the cowbell bell part hit, I was like, they kind of remind me of Citizen. And then the cowbell was like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. I'm like, this ain't Citizen.
This is not Citizen.
Not quite. Not quite. What about you, Batchy? What was your pick?
My pick was All Time Low's new song, PMA. Modern Anxiety.
I really dug this one. I haven't heard it till yeah. you recommended it. It was fantastic.
It was definitely a little old school, All Time Low. I fucking really dug it a lot.
I feel like Batch and I's picks are like the poppy ones, and then you go to Roper, it's a little more dark, and then we're gonna hit Steve with his like fucking depressing ass like screamo track.
That's fucking right, bud. You know what the difference between Hatch. This shit goes hard.
Hell yeah.
It goes hard. I just like it because it goes hard as fuck, and the lyrics are super fucked up.
It must be a new band, right? Because they're pretty small.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know much. Dude, you go on YouTube, they don't have many views and likes. Not that it's about that, but usually you can tell like the, you know, how much they have publicity-wise, and they didn't have much. And I don't know much about them, but that song went fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good.
Also, Young Culture released an EP that I haven't got to check out, but I wanted to shout out because I like the band a lot.
Hell yeah.
And I was from the singles we were listening to, I was really into it. Yes. So any other releases you guys can think of?
No.
Worthless. All right, let's move on. Let's get to the meat of the bones of it all.
All right, so this week we brought our friends over from the Empty Space podcast. You already heard this earlier, but we're going to discuss the new wave of pop punk. So we're kind of going to have an open forum discussion with this. We picked six different artists/bands that are kind of the forefront of this new wave of pop punk. Some you'll know, some you might not know, but I'm going to kind of get in the brief history of this new wave of pop punk first. And then if anything that I say like differs, just let me know. Like, if you guys think it's somewhere else, just let me know.
Just scream. Oh, okay.
Start yelling at him. Fuck you, Ropey.
Wait a minute. You don't know shit. But so basically, the pop punk genre as a whole started probably mid to late 90s, and it really picked up with bands like Green Day, Blink-182, NoFX, and The Offspring. And then it kind of started catching fire in the early 2000s with the continuation of Green Day, Blink-182, bands like Bowling for Soup, Sum 41, Newfound Glory, and Good Charlotte. Then I feel like it really hit its peak in the mainstream with artists like Avril Lavigne, Fall Out Boy, and some of that mall emo stuff, especially like My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco.
Yep.
And then it kind of like after, I think once iTunes came into effect and like streaming services came into effect, it started to become less popular and there was more of a demand for like hip hop. At least where we grew up, there was.
And yeah, so I'd agree with that.
You kind of around definitely agree.
Country definitely took off more around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pop music took off way more. And it became, everyone was just talking, it was emo. That was what pop punk was.
Yeah.
I also feel like here it was hip-hop rap, like when Eminem was good. Because when did Eminem come out? Because I feel like that happened
in the 90s.
Thousands, right?
Yeah. I feel like it kind of replayed itself. History replayed itself in a sense.
Yeah, they kind of, I think with MTV and like VH1 and Fuse, giving that extra spotlight to pop punk that helped boost it. But once they stop playing videos on those channels and changing into shit content,
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's really where it kind of went back down into this cult scene of like bands that we like Story So Far, State Champs, All Time Low, and Neck Deep, and Real Friends and stuff. So that's where you kind of get into the Defend pop punk era. I know I'm skipping over like the early 2010s, but I'm kind of keeping this brief. So you start to see the era of the SoundCloud rappers. And so artists like Lil Peep, Juice WRLD, Nothing Nowhere began like using emo lyrics essentially and sampling like pop punk songs to kind of, I mean, I feel like those were some of their big influences aside from rap. And so you start to see artists like MGK dabbling into that and then eventually teaming up with Travis Barker and Youngblood to make that track, I Think I'm Okay. And I think that's really where the genesis of this started, was Travis Barker producing all these hip hop artists and bringing in this new wave of pop punk. So what do you, how do you guys feel about that?
Actually, just go ahead, bud.
Yeah, go on.
You're going to be holding it back anyways. You're going to fire.
Well, how do I feel about what? About what Roper like, said? Because he nailed it.
Like, I just wanted to see if I missed, if you guys have any different opinions on like where it started and whatnot.
I think you nailed it. I think
that was perfect.
So, yeah.
You hit every, like, I feel like you hit
every step of the way. Yeah.
To like go around what we're basing this off of.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to break down some bands of this new wave? We're gonna start off with our good friend Mr. Gun Kelly, Machine Gun Kelly. I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough. Or My God Kelly, yeah. I've been calling.
Oh my God Karen.
My God Karen, my bad. Someone called a Machine Gun Karen, and I was like, that's almost perfect.
They have the same haircuts.
Okay, I think I kind of want to start with the Machine Gun Kelly talk, mainly because
I was
someone who really enjoyed the record when it first came out, but I saw a lot of the flaws, and there were like some songs I would just skip over completely. But there were some like solid ass tracks on there. Concert for Aliens is always going to be my favorite off of there. They had like My Ex's Best Friend or something. I think that was like a pop song, but like fucking, what's the bear guy's name?
Black Bear
put it on there. I was really impressed. But overall, like I remember our first episode was basically a review on this album, and I remember our feelings on it changing consistently, constantly. We just couldn't. And that's kind of where I've been. It's been out for about a year. It was a summer album, so I've been replaying it a little bit here and there, especially to prepare for this episode. And maybe it's just nostalgic now, but I'm someone who kind of enjoys it. So what about you two?
I fucking hated it. Absolutely hated it. Dude, like, the only song that I think I like on it is Forget Me Too, and that's only because Halsey fucking absolutely crushes it. I'm dying for her to make a pop punk record. She would crush it.
It's got to happen, right?
I think so. It has to. But, like, I can't, like, I just can't get into it at all. I've, like, tried listening to it, and I just am like, this is so basic. There's no substance to it. There's no nothing to this at all. Like, he talks about shit, and it's just like the most basic. Like he literally took every cliche from any pop punk song and just fucking repeated it. He's like a parrot. There's no emotion. There's no feeling to it. Like that's the whole point of pop punk, right? Like if you listen to, what is the song? I had it written down to go.
How much do you think it was actually Travis Barker who put that there?
Oh, all of it. All of it. Travis, so definitely.
Is it Kelly or is it Travis? That's kind of my question.
Yeah. Like Travis definitely sat there and was like, okay, listen, you can't sing for shit. You can't play guitar. And he was like, this is all I can do with you. Like, here's some basic Blink lyrics that worked. Let's see if it fucking works. Let's just throw shit at the wall and see if it sticks.
Sure.
And it worked.
He's like, but I bought this pink guitar. And
yeah, I'm so edgy, man, with my pink guitar. He's like, yeah, Tom and Mark did that. That just whatever. Fuck it.
Let's calm down. Mark already did it.
How do you feel about it, Steve?
I'm not a fan of it. Definitely not. He's got some bangers on there when it comes to, like, you know, your radio hits, like the ones Batch just said, and then Concert for Aliens. There's a couple songs, like, I don't know, like, as an album, I thought it was pretty trashy, but at the same time, there's like, if we're going to get into this conversation and break MGK as a whole down, that's a little different, but as an album, same thing. Cliche lyrics, bullshit repeating, a lot of la-las, you know, talking about his problems where he's like in a fucking hotel room and he doesn't want to sleep with the girl, but he's going to sleep with the girl, you know.
Yeah, he's in a black car. What?
Things I can't fucking relate to. Like, I can't do that. But it is catchy as fuck. A lot of this shit is catchy as fuck.
Like, who's in a black car? Like, what pop? When would like Parker Cannon or Dan Campbell be riding around in a black car and talking about it?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
When
dude?
Would our heroes be in this car?
Yeah. Like, what got me in Concert for Aliens was the bridge when he's like, I'm in too deep. I feel too much. I'm insecure. I fuck things up. I'm in too deep. I feel too much. I'm insecure. I did fuck. It's like, you literally in that just took everything that, like, you've heard from any pop punk band and was like, they say this a lot. They say this a lot. Let me try that. Let me try this. Mm-hmm. It's like, you didn't even, it's not creative at all. There's just no, like, it's not real.
There is one lyric in his song that I've never heard any other artist say, but he says something along the lines of, I take medication for my groin pain. And I was, and I was like, that's originality.
That, yeah. Okay, that's different.
Steve, you did bring up a good point, though, like, with his lyrics, because with it being, like, basically a one night stand and all that shit. I was reading through articles to kind of get some notes for this. And one of the biggest problems that they were saying in these like Guardian Gen Z articles was that pop punk was becoming too misogynistic. And it's ironic that they put him at the forefront of this like new wave of pop punk when his lyrics are way worse than half the shit that any of like our favorite pop punk bands would ever write about or sing about, because they don't do it. So
yeah. What? Dan Campbell's like the most non-misogynistic dude on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, one like, of the,
are you kidding me?
One of the article, actually most of the articles were saying how there was a lack of diversity and misogyny pretty much killed the scene. And I'm like, that's a very small portion of, I mean, that's the bad side of this scene that we have. I mean, there's people that have done horrible things, but you can't blame the whole genre for that. And then we're glorifying this guy who's writing songs about getting too fucked up and then sleeping with women that he doesn't even want to sleep with. So
that's what's popular now, man.
I guess
aren't
so.
You paying attention?
Yeah, that's what's cool.
No, I'm listening.
I don't get it. I think if you're gonna write a good song, first of all, you have to say it creatively, which we've established that he's not very good at. And the fact that like I don't look at MGK and think he's misogynistic.
No,
I'd be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of his fucking songs are about fucking chicks, but that's kind of the rap game.
Yeah.
Combined with the pop punk scene, and that's the part that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
Even like claiming that that my ex's best friend, which is like, that's what that song's basically about.
Yeah.
When Steve said they're catchy ass songs, you know, I think that's what it is, but there's no substance. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to learn from. There's no like, oh, I've been there. Like you were saying, Batch, you know, or actually Steve. I mean, like both of you guys, you know, it's to a point where lyrics are important in the pop punk scene, at least for myself.
Yes.
And what Mr. Oh my God, Karen is. Oh my God, I can't even fucking say it. what his like his point of view on life is so out there compared to the scene of people that at least I know.
Yeah,
you know, I would say I don't see. I think that's where the differentiating parts are. It's like if you're a casual fan, you get it because you're already listening to probably a lot of hip hop rap music and stuff like that. But if you're like a pop punk diehard, you're like, what the fuck is this guy even about? You know, why are we giving him the time of day? And then that's what starts the fights within the scene.
Yeah, that's you pretty much nailed it there. And then what gets it for me too is like his vocals are so fucking horrible.
It's like, so bad, dude. I'm impressed like, they made him sound as good as they did.
So if you're singing a song about your ex, like he was my ex's best friend, right? Or Forget Me Too with Halsey. Go listen to any Story So Far song and listen to how Parker Cannon sings songs about his ex-girlfriend. You can feel how much he hates that broad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In like every sense of like any lyric, you can feel it. MGK's up there and he's like, you know, I ran into my ex the other day and it sucked. Yeah, man, it does.
That's a hit, baby. Like, yeah. That's a hit.
Travis is like, say that. Yeah, say that again. that's it drives me nuts.
It's I think it's like, I blame a lot of Travis because other than Kenny Hoopla, which we'll get to, I feel like all the songs he works on are the fucking same.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just, I don't know. He's fucking rich and I have $14 in my bank account. So I think he's doing something better than I am.
Yeah. All right. It's
all right. Any final thoughts on MGK, guys? We've been spending a lot of time on Mr. Kelly.
No, I think I don't know.
Steve, I got one last thought.
Oh, let's go.
All right. Okay. He's smiling.
Oh, he's smirking. He's going to make me explode. Here we go. He's going to make me so mad.
All right. So, with all that being said, and I agree with it, I do agree with it. I do think, I do want to say one point is that he is helping a lot of people. And the fact that he has jumped over to whatever genre you want to call this, I'd call it more rock than anything else. I think everything that this scene that we're going through is more of a rock than a pop punk. I think that what he is doing, even with these basic ass lame lyrics, as us old, you know, pop punkers would say, we kind of sound like old mumble rapper, old hip hop heads who hate mumble rapping, so to speak. I feel like even if his lyrics are as basic as I used a razor to take off the edge, jump off the edge, you know, I'm going to bring it a little bit differently here and spin it for you. For all you know, a 9-year-old is listening to this and is saying to himself, you know, I just found out what cutting myself is. And maybe this song helped him. And I know I'm going the mental health aspect, but we do have to remember that lyrics are important. Like we said, they are the crucial thing for pop punk. And I'm trying not to get off the line of pop punk and go too in deep with this, but I just want to say that like this dude is, there's a reason he's top in his game right now. There's a reason he hit a Billboard. There's a reason he has an award. People are fucking with it. That might not be us. We may not like it. We may look at it differently as like pop punk getting taken over by this fucker who's not giving us what we want. And that's, you know, that's fair, but also selfish. I also just think it's cool for, you know, hundreds and millions of people. It seems like it's hitting more of a younger generation to be able to, you know, see this. And I know we've all probably agreed on this, you know, like get into the pop punk scene and find out like other bands that we all break down, but to be able to be like, wow, like, you know, I can relate to maybe these stupid stories, or I, even the whole chick thing that I just ragged on, him sleeping with the girl, yo, maybe someone just did sleep with the girl and that's all he needed to hear it to change his life. So I just wanted to throw that out there because he is doing that a little bit differently.
Yeah, but the only reason he's fucking on top is because he's friends with Travis Barker.
What's wrong with that, though?
If me, you, Hunter, and Roper decide we were going to make a pop punk record and we use these lyrics, you really think we'd be on top of the Billboard charts right now?
We're not MGK.
We don't have Travis Barker.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
He's already made it.
Exactly, but what does that mean?
He's already got a name. Then he throws Travis Barker in there, who's big in pop punk. No wonder why he made it.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that argument.
That's the only reason he's on top, though. Like, if the story so far, if someone made this record, we'd be like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. But people still have to listen to it and like it and share it and follow it and thumbs up. Dude, if you look at people who like it, look at the fucking Facebook page. Mm. Everybody loves it. Yeah. 90% of those people love it.
Wait, what Facebook page?
the pop punk one. 90%
they fucking
of
hate it. Every time I see something, they're like,
When he dropped that album, all you saw for about a month was everybody fucking loving it and a couple people fucking ragging on it. But everybody loved it the first fucking month. Everybody
saw a lot of people that were like, this is fucking sick. And I was like, are you deaf?
This is why I started out by saying, hey, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to switch it on you just to make it.
I get it.
Say, I'm not just, you know, fighting the fact that Travis Barker isn't like a holding god of what's going through him and helping him with his fucking dick. I don't know what they're doing, but I just think that he got somewhere with, yes, what he had before with Travis Barker and a new genre. So you got three different, you got hip hop heads, MGK fan followers, Travis lovers, pop punk lovers, rock lovers. You just had another 3 fucking million people come from all over the place instead of just hip hop or instead of just pop punk. So I think that's a huge reason too why he took off.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, it was different. Think of it that way, you know, like this is, a pop out. It was kind of, sure, like people say it's pop punk or rock, but like it was put out as a pop record in my mind, at least.
Yeah.
Like if it was like, if they put this on like a rock station, I don't think it would have done half as good, you know?
No, it was made for like a pop radio station.
Every song's a radio hit for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's strategy behind this. It's like the fucking, the Logan brothers fighting. They know who they're picking. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's corporate like ideology in my mind.
Yeah.
Like how do we make money off of something? And honestly, I think it's impressive that they were like, well, fuck it. Let's get MGK to do a pop punk record. You know, you can say that was Travis doing it or whatever, but you know, Steve's right when he says they got to market this thing. Yeah. And it's kind of hard to say market a pop punk record and make it the number one fucking record. That's crazy, regardless of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, good. Dave Grohl could have done a pop punk record. And
instead, he picked disco.
Yeah. Oh, that would be incredible.
Disco.
Oh, man. His disco record's good.
It's fucking slaps, dude.
It's good, but it's not for me. I was a little disappointed by it, but it's all right.
Well, that's because we're not 45 and didn't grow up in like the 80s with disco. Like,
True.
Is that what
I grew up with Guitar Hero and Monkey Wrench was on there, and I miss that shit. So
yeah,
give me more of that. All right,
hell
so
yeah.
We're gonna move on to Mod Sun now. What goes around? His background, it comes from, he was a drummer in the band Four Letter Lie and Scary Kids Scaring Kids. Around 2009, he kind of left the pop punk, Warped Tour, post-hardcore genre and started his own hip-hop album. And he would call it hip-hop project, where he adopted the Mod Sun name. So around 2009, he starts his hip-hop project, Mod Sun. And basically, I don't know. I was never really big into his hip-hop stuff. There's only one song that I heard by him, which had Johnny Craig in it. So I really can't speak on that. But then his most recent album, he kind of came back to the hip-hop, or not hip-hop, but pop punk. It's more so of a pop record in my mind, but
definitely a pop record.
Not for me on this one. Not a big fan of this album. There's one song called Bones, and that's about it that I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked it more than I thought. But when I heard the one with Avril Lavigne, I had some high hopes that she was gonna fucking come in and like take the show, and she just didn't for some reason for me. Maybe she did for others, but not me. Avril Lavigne has like been my crush since I was, I don't know, 8. So it's a little disappointing that she's decided to date this guy and not me. I mean, I have a podcast, Avril. Come on. What's going on?
I know, seriously. Jesus, what is she thinking?
I don't know. She's crazy. But I don't know. Mod Sun, like, there, I liked it a little more than I thought that I did, other than the Flames song with Avril Lavigne, ironically. But it's a pop. It's a pop thing, you know. Yeah. I don't really pay too much attention to it. This was kind of on my lower list of people that I cared about when we were doing the research for this. But I know he's popular now.
I think the reason why he's in the forefront of this is because he works closely with MGK and Travis Barker.
So I agree with everything you guys said. I mean, it's just a pop record. And the only pop punk thing about it is Avril Lavigne. And that's about it.
And you could argue she's not even pop punk.
Yeah. I was saying that she's kind of just a pop singer who dressed like a punk.
Well, yeah. The original like Avril died and we lost hope in the world.
Right.
And then I'm fucking going to die on this hill. I swear the original Avril Lavigne from like the 2003 record passed away and then she got replaced by some fucking lookalike. This is a real theory. This is a real fucking theory. If you guys this are is. Like, what is this guy talking about? Like, do some research. It's kind of fucking creepy. But anyway, this is about
she's like Monster. Jennifer Aniston. She doesn't age. She still looks beautiful to me. So,
yeah, for sure. Jennifer Aniston looks old to me now. Am I the only one? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go watch some more videos of her now.
Checks out. That he just leaves the creepy.
All right, guys. I'm cutting out early.
Real quick on Modson for me. I absolutely love Modson. I don't like this. I'm with you guys with the whole thing. Like, there's a couple songs that are pretty cool. In the
you like just hip hop.
Yeah, I was really into him. Like, he did Shoot Me Down, Free Love, Supernova, My Hippie, all that stuff. I was really into because I think I got into him back when he was in Warped Tour, and I fucked with him because I had long blonde hair and he had long blonde hair.
Right, he had the dreadlocks, right? Or like the cornrows.
He had like really curly hair.
Yeah, he had really curly hair with my hair.
Okay, never mind.
He may have done that. I don't know, but I got into him because of that and Warped Tour, and I just liked his. He kind of just had a hippie style to him, like
that.
But yeah, he's been working with MGK since back then, and his new stuff. Yeah, I'm not into it. I do like his creativity. I think he is actually really talented. He can do the piano. He can actually sing, and I do like. I don't know if you guys actually looked into him where he like opened up about his like drug addiction and stuff. He did like a whole documentary on it.
Oh, really?
It's like an hour long video of him just opening up about the fact how he was like addicted to drugs and all this shit. And it was really eye opening and beautiful to see him like, you know, switch over and become sober. I don't know if he still is, but it was really cool. So I respect him for like opening up, being vulnerable and just his artistic style. But I'm not into his new stuff, really.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, same here.
I agree.
Steve brought up a great point. Musically, he's very talented.
Yeah.
I was impressed in all regards to that. And he was in that The Scary Kids Scaring Kids thing.
Yeah.
Which I've actually listened to a few times, and I thought they were pretty good from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think this guy's... I mean, like, I wish that Travis Barker, instead of using MGK as, like, the pony boy of... Or the show horse, I should say. Stay golden. Instead of using him as the stage horse, they should have picked someone that actually could, I don't know, play guitar, play an instrument. I don't care. But I think Travis is like, that guy's pretty good at drums. I can't fucking let that guy near me.
True. Hell yeah. All right.
So, any final thoughts on, Modson?
Nope. We pretty much covered all of that.
All right. All right. We're going to move on to Youngblood. I'm way too hot to be acting like that. Acting like that. Acting like that. You're way too hot to be acting like that. Acting like that. Acting like that. I don't want to talk right now. I know. You sleep outside my house. Sleep outside my house. You're way too hot to be acting like that. Acting like that. Acting like that. This is probably my least favorite out of all these groups.
Ooh.
I just
interesting.
There is just something about his music to me that I'm like, this guy is fucking annoying. But I think it's his whole like.
How you feel? Yeah, can you not make our friends hate us, Roper?
No, say it with your chest, Roper. Say it with your chest.
I just feel like he's got this weird persona. He knows what he's doing.
Is it because he's gay? Wise.
No.
I just wanted to get it off the top, you know?
I didn't know that he was gay, but
now he hates him. Good job, Steve.
I'm going to leave my own podcast now.
Disclaimer, we do not hate the gays. Okay, let's continue on.
The gays?
I'm just so thrilled. No. We're the straights. It's fine.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
I fucking love it.
So anyway, what do you guys think of Youngblood?
Yeah, it was good. I have no way of coming back.
No, yeah, I know you're where you are. And then I was like jumping. If I see somebody like in a weak position, I'm like, my time to shine. I just jump right in. It's like, how could I ruin this person's day?
You didn't ruin it. You just threw it off course a bit.
That's kind of our specialty. We derail conversations consistently. Would you like to jump back in?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought.
You got this.
Come on, Roper. You wrote all this down.
I know, but Jesus Christ. Like, there's just something about this dude. Like, I hate the way that he sounds, and his like aesthetic is like straight out of like what people think like Hot Topic models look like back in the day, but he's like wearing it now.
And it's like him and
MGK have this new like style that they're like, this is pop punk, and it's just like they look dirty and gross and they sound terrible. But
that's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. It's just his image, his imagery, and I've had friends that like Youngblood, and we've had to listen to him over and over again. I'm like, I'm good with this. I don't like this. So
move along. I don't really care for Youngblood myself. Yeah. I think he's my least favorite off this list. Mm-hmm. But that's because most of his songs that I've heard weren't even his fucking songs.
Yeah,
he was just featured on them. I did make sure to, so I made a playlist for this episode that everyone listened to, so we can like have a decent understanding of each musical group. Whatever, and I made sure to pick two of his original songs, but I think so. Maybe I picked two unoriginal and one original.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of his big songs are features, so it's confusing to me why he is as popular as he is, I guess. But I also don't keep up with him, so maybe you guys can shed some light.
I mean, I basically know the songs that you sent me, and that was it. I don't love him. I don't hate him. I like him. I think vocally, I think he's incredibly talented. I think Gerard Way was a huge inspiration for him.
Yeah.
So, I've heard him a million times. He calls him daddy. So like, I think, you know, he's basically trying to be Gerard Way, but like put his own spin on it. So, but I mean, again, it's just pop music. It's really not like all his music isn't really pop punk. It's just basically, you know, it's basically just basic pop music.
So why do you think all these bands are being categorized as pop punk now?
I think it's the look, honestly. I think that's, they look pop punk, but they don't make pop punk music. 'Cause like, I've listened to all of it. Like since you sent it to me, and I'm like, this isn't pop punk. Like this is, I mean, All Time Low made a pop record. We the Kings made a pop record, and everyone ripped it apart and started listening to All Time Low and We the Kings. Yeah. And then these guys do it, and everyone's like, this is fucking amazing. It's like, it's literally the same thing. What do you mean?
I think it's because they were, first of all, in a different genre. It does sound different. Hip hop and pop punk don't sound similar in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when they switch it up, they already have this fan base. Because, so for instance, I started a new job recently, and a woman that works there asked me what kind of music I listen to, and I told her pop punk, and then she was like, oh, I like pop punk. I listen to everything. I'm like, who do you listen to? And she's like, oh, MGK. And I'm like, okay, all right, keep going, name it. And that's all she could list. So it's like they have these pre-built-in fans from another genre of music. They jump over, and then people realize, oh, pop punk's actually kind of good, even if that's not what, you know, I think the consensus is that we don't really think it's pop punk, even though I would believe most people do.
Yeah.
You add guitars to a track, and all of a sudden it's pop punk.
That's really what really what I think the basis of this whole new wave is. It's pop artists with elements of pop punk, where it's not every song is going to be a pop punk song, but they're going to add guitars and drums and call it pop punk. So,
Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah.
No, that Hunter literally nailed it. That was what I was going to say. It's like you add some, you know, guitar and bass, or just the guitar really is all you need with the fucking drums, dude. It's over. It's anyone who is anybody who doesn't even know what pop punk is going to go, oh, that's pop punk. Okay, cool. But as far as Youngblood, I thought, Batch, you said he was like the MCR Gerard Way thing. I actually wrote down he's a depressed, horny MCR contest contender.
Basically.
Because everything he does is like super
theatrical. And
theatrical. Like, so like, all right, I kind of want to hit 2 points. One is 3 points. My first is I think he's extremely talented. Again, if you actually listen to him, like, you know, sing, he doesn't need auto-tune. His voice is absolutely crazy. His range is, I don't even know how he does it. He's going to go places, whether it was pop, punk, hip hop, R&B, whatever it is. He was going somewhere. So that's one. I want to compliment him on that. Two, I get what Roper is saying in a sense with the whole, like, it's just extra or like, it's just too much. It's extra. There's all this stuff. Like, I guess that's just becoming the new now for like anybody who's famous, especially in this new genre, so to speak, is like dressing wild, being who you are. And I think going to like what makes this pop punk, quote unquote, is like, is yes, the instrument having the guitar, but that freedom of like pop punk is all about like, you know, being whoever the fuck you want to be, you know, acting and expressing yourself however you want to act. Which, because like if you look at pop punk, you have everything from like, you know, studs to Parker Cannon, who dresses like a prep, to like, and then you got people like, you know, Gerard Way, who dresses like, you know, Youngblood. So it's got all these different things into it. And then my third thing was back to what Roper was saying, was just like, yeah, I think just like that is like extra, and it's kind of weird that everybody's doing it and it's extraordinary. It's just so strange. But then my last thought was, I do think it's awesome. Again, going back to kind of what I said with the whole MGK thing, I think it's great for, but I think it's great for people, especially because Youngblood does a lot of stuff for like trans rights, gays, LGBTQ plus stuff. And like his song Parents is how I found him. It's, you know, it's all about, you know, either coming out or just being who you are, bisexual, however you feel. That's the song that I found from him. And I was just like, hey, this is fucking strange. I had all these thoughts we just had. But yeah, man, I think it's awesome for the whatever genre, just music and people and human beings. I think it's fucking killer. But it doesn't belong in pop punk, in my opinion.
Steve, you got a fucking a heart of gold. Yeah. I love you.
Cheers. Hell yeah.
I don't know. I think the reason why we appreciate your guys' podcast so much is because it like advocates for mental health, which is super important. Yeah. And then like pop punk and mental health go hand in hand for the most point, you know, or most part. And so that's awesome. So every time that you can relate either an artist or a song to mental health and like bridge that gap for people that maybe not have saw it and can like actually look at it that way now, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it. I think that's Youngblood. Unless anyone has anything else to say, we can move along.
Did you guys obviously listen to Acting Like That, right?
Who is it?
Acting Like That, the Youngblood song with MGK.
Oh, no.
Is that what we put on our list?
Unless it was what we put on our list. I just put it on fucking play.
Yeah.
So I listened to it and I was like, I wrote in my notes, I was like, is this a Boys Like Girls song? Like, it sounds literally just like a Boys Like Girls song. Yeah, like the chorus and everything. It sounds like just like a Boys Like Girls song.
There's a lot of stuff in this new wave too that is kind of being recycled, like we were saying with like MGK's stuff being Blink-182 like, or even with like Olivia Rodrigo was brought up in a lot of these articles. Now her album is not
TikToks.
Her album is not a pop punk album in my mind, but everybody had just been comparing her song to Misery Business. And I'm sure, I mean, everybody in the scene has probably seen all those videos and stuff, but a lot of this stuff is being recycled for New Year's, which is like kind of cool, but at the same time, it lacks originality. But that's just my opinion.
I love the Good For You song. I think it's a masterpiece. I like it more than Misery Business right now, which means that I'm going to pick Good For You over Misery Business. Now, in like a year from now, I'll probably go back to Misery Business.
But you need to find a new host. That's it.
Can I come to Massachusetts and just chill with you guys now?
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Get him out of here. I'll play first class shipping. Yeah, my opinions are not being respected.
Oh my God.
What I'm seeing, I was.
That's right. His mom's in, isn't.
I was like trying to be like, your mom's here.
They're not over there yet. They're going, I think within the next 2 months, they're going to go visit Salem, her and my sister.
Oh, in October? So.
Yeah.
Salem. Oh, good luck.
It's like, I think it's either late September. I don't know. It's around that time.
Salem in October is a fucking nightmare. I know because I live 5 minutes away.
It is.
I try driving through it.
No, you live there. Come on, I'm trying to make his mom excited.
It is fun though. No, it is a good. It is cool. It is. It's crazy. Has she ever been?
No. I think my sister's only been, or has been the only one that's made it over to the East Coast area, but the rest of us have been primarily Midwest and West Coast. So.
Yeah, it's a good time. I'm still have fun.
I'm really jealous because I wanted to go, but they didn't tell me until they were already planned it out. So it's like, all right,
that's
just go on my own. But all right. So next on our list is Willow Smith. Yep. For those of you who do not know who Willow is, her dad is Will Smith.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I feel so bad for him.
Oh, I don't know, dude. That family is just weird.
With the entanglement, I was like, oh, no. Like, we all watched his heartbreak on TV. We were all like, what a bitch.
Entanglement. Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife, was like, having a separate relationship with another man, and she's
not even a man. One of Willow's friends. No, it was one of Willow's friends.
It was a boy. Was it a woman or a man?
It was a guy, but it was like 21, 22. So technically a man, but like a kid. And she like told Will about it on national TV and was like, we had an entanglement, and like literally the camera went to Will and like, dude, I felt so bad for him. I was like, oh, he's just finding out about this now.
He got cucked on live TV.
He did.
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh.
Damn. I would imagine like the guy that was doing the video cameras like, cut the fucking Will's camera. cut, quick.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So her prior, the song that made her famous or her big hit was I Whip My Hair Back and Forth.
Oh my God, that's right.
And that's basically the last time we heard from her. And I'm sure there's some big Willow fans out there. She just dropped this album two weeks ago. There's pop punk style songs on here, but I would ultimately say this is a very experimental pop album. There's elements of all types of music on here. And it also features Avril Lavigne.
So, my beautiful lady.
Your beautiful
lady. I don't know. I just want Avril Lavigne to stop featuring on shit and release a new pop punk record, because I thought she didn't do too hot on this one either. Like, better than Willow, in my opinion.
They sang the same lyric.
Yeah, and they both did not impress me.
No.
I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know. I listened to these three songs and I was like, because I had to keep looking back at my phone to see who I was listening to. And I think I just came into listening to these songs thinking to myself, I'm not going to like these. And I think I kind of gave them a shit. Like, I didn't even give them a chance, which sucks, but I want to like admit that right now. So with that being said, not a fan. What about you guys?
This was the worst. This was like literally, like, you know that episode of The Office when they think the office is closing and Michael's sitting there and he's like, this is the worst. that was me listening to this. I was like, this is just the worst. Like, this is so bad. I have nothing good to say about it. Literally nothing.
What about Mr. Steven?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not going to be Mr. Hopeful. Hi, my comment is I didn't know people listened to this. This was extremely very painful to watch. It was like watching Korn's music video back in the day, but just fucking trash. It reminds me of Pokemon. I'm not sure what's going on, and she can fuck off. I don't care about it.
What a weird comparison. Will Smith reminds me a lot of Pokemon. It can fuck off.
My notes for transparency were three. I wrote down like four words: suck, basic, go away. And then for Grove with Avril, I was like, Avril doesn't make it pop punk. Come up with a verse for Avril. Don't sing the same thing twice. All caps, swearing. Oh my God, so edgy. And then Gaslight, I wrote, I wish I knew Travis. This is crap. I hate it.
See, my only quote, I wrote three notes, but I already just said them all. But for Grow, I said, I mean, I don't hate it, but I hate it. Is that possible?
I feel like this album was like her being like, oh, I'm going to break out from the shadow of my parents. And like, it just kind of like, it's a pop album that if you look at it as that, it's like, I can't even defend it, really.
Like, no, like everyone's trying to follow the MGK shit now.
Yeah, it's that's like exactly.
Oh, it's my turn, motherfucker. I'm the girl. You know, my dad's Will Smith. I got this shit. And it's just like, no. Just stop.
You
know,
just because you have Travis on doesn't mean you have it.
And that's how I feel like a lot of these artists, where they're coming from, they're like, all right, I'm making a pop punk album. Travis is producing it. And it's just, there's no diversity in there.
Why couldn't you make a reggae record? You know, go.
That would be cool.
Do a different
a reggae remix of I Whip My Hair Back and Forth.
Oh, man.
I really feel like Travis just doesn't talk and people are just like, want to make music? And he just is like, mm-hmm.
Just nods his head. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where he's at now because he's with the Kardashians. So he's only allowed to communicate in blanks.
I'm going to say it. Do you guys see that? Someone like came up with a. It's like a page where you get help financially, and it was
a GoFundMe.
Yeah, a GoFundMe. It was a GoFundMe. I can't fucking speak. For Travis Barker to get him out of his relationship with the Kardashians. Yeah.
Oh my God,
dude! They were at the UFC fight the other week, and like full on making out. Like you could see the tongues going. Like
you're fucking. It was 15. Like,
yeah, I was like, what happened to him? I like looked at my girlfriend. I was like, what happened? Why is this happening?
Like, I don't get why you want to date a Kardashian unless you were like needed the money, but
and he doesn't clearly.
He clearly doesn't need it. No. I mean, I don't know the woman he's dating, but like from everything I've heard and seen, it doesn't seem.
Oh, they're Satan.
You know,
the whole family's just Satan. Like,
no, their dad got OJ acquitted.
Oh
yeah, he did, but he's dead.
Yep.
Let's see what they do. Look
karma.
What they've done though.
The Clintons.
They ruined Reggie Bush. They ruined Lamar Odom, that poor guy, completely destroyed. They ruined the brother there, Rob. He's a big fat slob who doesn't know what weighs up. Now they're going to ruin – they ruined Kanye. Now they're going to ruin Travis.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Kanye had this weird coming to God moment. With
that was because of them.
Yeah, but like maybe that's some hope. Maybe he's the one that's going to pull through. I don't know. It didn't seem like he was doing too well before he met the fucking Kardashians.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I agree
I mean,
with you.
I don't know about that. I don't know much about the history of the Kardashians. I just know like their lifestyle and I can't get behind it, I guess.
I could see like Machine Gun Kelly dating her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he's like, dating Megan Fox,
which like I could see Travis dating her. Like that would make way more sense.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Maybe they switch.
And it doesn't make sense that they hang out. Like, why would Megan Fox want to hang? She's like the anti-Kardashian. And then they're hanging out at UFC fights.
I watched an interview because I'm a big fan of that movie Jennifer's Body. I don't know if
you've
seen it.
I love that movie.
I watched an interview and read an interview about it, which when she was she was being interviewed and she was like super intelligent sounding, you know, like she was very well spoken, had like proper things to say. And I'm like, why are you dating fucking MGK? You can't even write lyrics to save his life.
I think everybody thinks she's like not a smart person because of she got typecast as not a smart person, just the hot girl.
And she got sexualized. And,
yeah.
You know, so it is possible to be sexy and smart.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, look at Batch.
It is 2021.
Hell yeah.
I love you, Batch. Right. All right. So here's the fun bands.
Yes, fun artists, the good ones.
The good ones, in our opinion. Kenny Hoopla. I think you've got the wrong number. And I think your forehead is beautiful. Hollywood sucks. Can you please move your Prius? You are not fucking Jesus. He hates LA. Basically, just like through this whole scene, just kind of snuck up on everybody. Like, I think most of the stuff that I've heard from him, his newest EP, or that mixtape that he just put out with Travis, Survivor's Guilt, I think that's a fucking banger. His debut EP, How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by the Highway, I think that is one of the most emotional songs I've heard in a while. Honestly, the comparisons between him and one of my other favorite artists, Nothing Nowhere, who kind of was part of that genesis of this new like hip hop punk style. The comparisons are really similar, where they both are adding elements of emo, screamo, and hip hop to their music, and it adds more diversity and originality to it. So, I think Kenny Hoopla is great. I think he should be in the forefront of this, but I'm also not in charge of this forefront. So, floor is all yours, guys.
No, I think you pretty much fucking nailed it, man. That's exactly how I feel about Kenny Hoopla. I think he's incredibly talented. I think, you know, his lyrics are good. Vocally, he's awesome. I think he's definitely part of the future for sure.
Yeah.
He's part of the solution, not the problem.
Yeah, he's benefiting so much, too, for opening up for MGK. Like, he's going to get so many eyes and ears on him this summer. It's going to be fucking great.
As he should. He definitely should.
Yeah, I like Kenny Hoopla. I think, lyrically, he could improve. Not that I'm saying he's a bad lyricist, but I fucking love the sound of his voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that really sold it for me. I think he's got some catchy-ass shit. I think that, you know, as much as we shit on Travis Barker, I think the production on his stuff is different enough to stand out, but also still fucking fantastic. Kenny Hoopla kills it in my mind. Yeah. I'm really happy to see him rise in the ranks when it comes to this. I don't think people respect him in the same way that, like, the diehard pop punkers would talk about the Story So Far, the Wonder Years, you know, all the bands that we've been already mentioning. And there are so many great up-and-comers that we'll get to later that, you know, we think should be in the forefront.
Yeah.
But I think if we have to pick someone popular, I don't think there's anyone better than Kenny Hoopla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed with that. I think he brings something new to the table that, like, I guess, like, say if, like, MGK didn't come out and he came out, I feel like we'd all be like, not that we aren't, but, like, holy fuck, this is new and we actually fuck with it.
Yeah. Definitely agree.
Yeah, I don't have much more than that. I think everything we all said is perfect.
So, Kenny Hoopla is a thumbs up between both podcasts.
Yep.
The last four. Did we do four before this? Yeah, we did four before this. The last four people fucking suck and can go away. No. Our next and final group that we're going to talk about, these guys were at the forefront of a lot of the Gen Z taking over pop punk. I shouldn't say guys, girls. All right, so Meet Me at the Altar. They've been popping up in a lot of these, like, new wave of pop punk articles that I've read. And this is kind of where I've got the points that I hit earlier with people saying that, like, pop punk is primarily fronted by white males and there's this stigma of misogyny behind it. But these Meet Me at the Altar is female fronted. I think it's all females in the band. And not only are they all females. There's an African American as a lead singer, so that's adding more diversity to the scene. I think this band is one that is actually coming up through the ranks, like how the rest of the bands that we listen to is coming up through the ranks, where they're actually putting in the work and driving through fucking vans and shit all across the country to play shows and stuff. So, and they have the approval of Dan Campbell. So,
yeah.
But I was listening to them on the way up here, and I really can't say a bad thing about them. Their songs are really poppy, and they have a little, their most recent single in my mind had a little like easy core sound to it.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Rad.
Definitely. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, nope, first go.
Okay. I texted it to Hunter earlier. I was like, if it's got double bass drums, I'm in. Like,
yeah, for sure.
They're just incredible. Like, they're really, really good. Like, I heard it when it first started with like the video game thing. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Because I had heard of them, but I never listened to them. And I was like, what the hell did these boys send me now? Like, what the fuck is this? And like, I'm sitting there, and like, then it like hit with like the bass drums. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking killer. Like, yeah. Definitely a little easy core feel to it for sure. Yeah, and her voice is very good.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. I think, I think she's a fantastic vocalist. Like you were saying, I don't know about you guys, and I'm all for, the LGBT community and there being like a female fronted band, but I care about the music the most. And I think I think they fucking kill it. I'm happy to see that they have so much success. We should have looked up who the producer was for this, because,
I know
they kind of throw something new, and like what Roper said with the Gen Z vibe, you know, I mean, like we're not Gen Z, but I mean, I can get fucking down with this. Yeah. Go Gen Z.
I think they primarily picked this band just because of how, like, I mean, in the articles to kind of show off the diversity, they picked this band because they're a really diverse band. But I can actually get behind the people who are writing these articles showing these guys the forefront as opposed to Will Smith and stuff like that. So,
yeah, definitely. 'Cause
they're not putting out primarily pop albums. They're putting out pop punk, easy core, more traditional style music for us.
It's got musical talent.
Yes.
That's what I'm
Yes.
about. There we go.
Yep.
Steve, how do you feel about it, man?
I think this whole like Bratz Barbie doll band is amazing.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Killer. I do think they need a lot of work when it comes to like changing up the sound of the songs a little bit. Yeah. But that's not a complaint. That's just like, this is a new sound for me too. And I haven't honestly listened to them that much at all. But yeah, I think again, just repeating probably what everyone said, the whole diversity, LGBTQ+, African-American front star. I think it's great. I think they're going to blow off. I even think they're going to switch up their sound to way more pop punk. I could just, you know, maybe like a more raw, like easy core, like we keep saying, because their music's a little bit harder. Like the song, I think Feel Anything. I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, there was this, website called like Punk-O-Rama. Did you guys ever do that?
No.
Okay, well, it was this game back on, like, I forget what it was called, but it was this game where you could, like, make your own punk band, and you could put in drum effects and guitar effects and a vocalist, and it sounds just like that. So it's just more, again, I'm getting back to the part that it's just super punk rock to me. I think it's just great overall. I think it's great for what this scene is and the genre, and it's great, man. Let's fucking rock.
Yeah. Yeah, good-ass shit. Anyone have any final thoughts?
I don't think so. I think we talked a lot.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we're on to the next section.
Okay. So, through these articles, I pulled up some differing views, that kind of counter the positivity of these articles. One group, Hot Milk, they told The Guardian, the pop punk rebirth is happening in two strains within alternative rock and in the mainstream by non-rock artists. Punk was the next thing to come around for Pop Tryon, says Han Mi, the front woman of Manchester pop punkers Hot Milk. Olivia Rodrigo hasn't been loading up amps or playing empty rooms and selling merch. There's a difference between Jaden in parentheses, a TikToker who released pop punk with Blink-182's Travis Barker, and a band like Hot Milk. He sat in a studio in LA and never played a show. So Hot Milk is not too
fond.
Yeah, not too fond but of.
They bring up a good point.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Such
with
a good
it.
Point. Yeah. I mean, like, you don't see these guys playing in fucking basements. And no. You see these guys selling out stadiums because they already have the brand recognition behind their name. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, what it comes down to in my mind is, like, all I care about is the music. Is the music good? If MGK would, like, come to, like, we're in Iowa, if they would come to Iowa and tickets were the standard price of a regular pop punk show of, like, $25, I'd probably buy a ticket. But because they're $100-some, I'm like, I'm not going to pay that bullshit.
2 hours.
Fuck that.
Yeah, no way. So. I think Ben Barlow also posted something on his Instagram story about that recently.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking... Did you have that?
I have it right now.
He's
looking at it. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yes, dude. That was fucking sick.
When we had Nick from Chief State on, we asked him about MGK, and he pulled up on his Twitter. He, like, took a screenshot of this, and so I stole it from there.
Okay.
But Ben Barlow said on his Instagram story, this is his quote, "And for what it's worth, I'm all for pop punk getting some recognition. And I'm not gatekeeping it from anyone, but when you don't give back to the genre, don't put on smaller bands, and you just use it to appeal to the clueless celebrity circles and the top 40 normies with no respect for the world it comes from, it belittles me, the work and the experience of the bands who have kept the genre alive." I couldn't agree more with that. That's like, this is coming from one of the biggest, like, pop punk singers too. And, like, he's put in a lot of work.
He paid his fucking dues
to get to where he's at.
So. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, as much as I'm not a fan of his newer record, I can confidently say that I think he deserves to be in the place that he is.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that he's worked on his craft. So Ben Barlow, and you guys can maybe argue with me about this, I think he's a shit singer, but I've seen him improve, you know?
You can't argue that. Yeah, I can't argue that, dude.
I think he's one of the best best lyricists out there.
Yes, yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I love reading his lyrics and, like, just wondering how he came to that, you know, that place in his mind. But the vocally, you know, he's just not fantastic.
Yeah.
But he has gotten better.
Yeah.
And that
no,
is
he
something
has.
I'm proud of. Have you seen MGK get better in the last year? Because I sure as hell haven't.
Dude, look at Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, Mr. DeLonge.
I agree with that.
That dude sucked. I couldn't understand a word he said younger.
Yeah.
Now I can barely understand what he says.
It's called
But he
progress.
Got a little better.
Progress. Actually, dude, though, going back on Tom DeLonge, like, I've been coming back to his Angels and Airwaves stuff a lot lately. That shit slaps, dude.
Dude, yeah. I love it. Love
yeah, it does.
Get in your car, go for a drive in the fall, just go for, like, a 2-hour drive and put on some AVA. You'll put your hand out the window into the stupid, dumbass flying thing and just enjoy the fucking AVA rock.
The best ride ever.
Yeah, I haven't listened to any of the new stuff, but I remember, like, when it was a brand new thing, thinking that I was not a fan. So has it changed?
It still has that ambient sound.
Yeah, I don't really care for ambient sounds. I think that's what it is. Sometimes there's exceptions, but I will say this about Mr. DeLonge. I love the fact that he has been spouting all this shit about UFOs and stuff, and I follow that shit religiously. So,
oh yeah.
Just a little fun tidbit there.
All right, so to kind of cap all this discussion off, we've gave our hot takes, our opinions. Who would you guys like to see be the forefront of our pop punk wave? Or if we had to pick the people spearheading this, who would you guys like to see be in the forefront?
As like the next big thing?
Yeah, who would you guys pick?
Captains. I will be the bigger man.
Yeah.
shocker.
Captains, 100%. Captains.
They've been killing it lately. Yeah. Their new song, like, took a good 10 listens to grow on me, and now it's one of my favorite songs. Good. I listen to it every day.
So good.
And I've been such a supporter from them. We actually discovered Captains from you guys, which is dope as shit. I love Goalkeeper. I think they've been fucking killing it.
They're another one. Really good.
Really happy and such genuinely cool, nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is important. If you like want to like rise in the ranks of the scene, you're going to have to be good fucking people.
Yeah.
Because like if you're a shit person, it's going to catch up to you sooner or later.
Know how to network too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I would say, Captains, Goalkeeper, Chief State, Youth Fountain, like Belmont. Any of those bands, I think, would be. I mean, Belmont's kind of, I don't know if they're big, but In Her Own Words would be another one.
Yeah. I think I would put Hot Mulligan up there too.
Them too. Yep.
They're just catching their stride, dude.
All right, guys. If we could describe the new wave of pop punk in like a summary, what would you guys say? That should be
Well, it depends. It depends. Like, if we're talking like...
Yeah, how are we looking at this?
Are we looking at it like the good terms, like Goalkeeper, that type of pop punk?
Like the new wave? Pop punk, so...
Or like this, like the MGK.
Yeah, the MGKs of the world.
Not promising. That's going to get forgotten about. Like... Yeah. I feel like this, like, you know how All-Time Low says it's not a phase?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this MGK shit is just a phase. Like, it's just a quick money grab to me, I think.
Yeah.
And then it's like, grab it and go. And then I feel like the new wave of, like, Captains, Capstan, all the bands we've already talked about, Hot Mulligan, all them, that's what the new wave is really going to be. So I think it's not longevity for the MGKs, but I think it's really promising for these other bands that are coming up.
Yeah,
you, Steve-O?
So I think this is like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and all that shit, and it's gonna blast off for the next 10 years now. But it's, dude, if they keep doing the same generic bullshit, fucking 808s, fucking I Love You, You Love Me, la la la, it's gonna die out. It's gonna. There's no fucking way. I think it's just the same as Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. I think, like I said, I don't fucking hate it. I hate certain things, but I think that's what's gonna end up happening. I don't have a specific word to give you. But I think that's what's going to happen. And then people are going to be like, why the fuck did we fuck with that? I mean, a little analogy, I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole, but like, dude, like Trippie Redd in the hip hop. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Yeah. Yep.
Hunter's
like, no clue.
He's like, no idea. Anyways, real quick, Trippie Redd was doing this like weird shit in his music. And I feel like it's already died off within like 3 years in the
sense. Oh, like the acid rap?
Yeah.
Type shit. Yeah. That's where it was really cool
for a little minute, but now like since like Little Peeps died and all these other fucking bands that shouldn't be talking and doing things. But I think it's gonna be like that. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC style.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think it's sustainable. I think like you guys said, it's a phase, it'll die out, and then the real people who actually love the genre of pop punk and not trying to profit off of it will sustain the industry. I don't think it's ever going to be at the level that it was.
No.
As much as I don't know, maybe it's my hipster brain where it's like, I don't want to share it. I want to like it for me. But, you know, I think that we have some great up and coming bands. A band I forgot to mention that I don't know, I don't think I've ever heard you guys talk about is Keep Flying. I fucking love that band.
Oh, yeah.
They've been killing it too. I don't know why that escaped my brain earlier. But, yeah, overall, not sustainable. I don't think it'll last. I think it'll phase out and it'll go back to regular pop and they'll find a new fucking, I don't know, MIDI sound.
Country.
Hump the shit out of.
There we go. Let's deflect them all over to country.
I like old country. That's fine. You can take the new shit. I don't care.
Yeah, I actually like old country too. I like Johnny Cash and
all country can fucking die.
Come on, Johnny Cash is good, man.
Johnny Cash is goddamn.
Johnny Cash is the man.
Nope.
You're a fool.
You don't like the song. You don't like the cover song "Hurt" by Johnny Cash.
One of the I don't even know it. That's how much I hate it.
You don't even, how do you even know? Okay. All right, we've hit a brick wall here.
Fucking trash.
You guys Steve's- ready to go to our up and coming band of the week?
Hell yeah, let's go, baby.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to the form in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Now, this week, we have the band Sparing with their song, Lush. Sparing is a new pop-punk all... Shush! Sparing is a new pop punk slash alt rock band out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh. No, it's Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Okay. Raleigh, North Carolina, coming from the hardcore scene of North Carolina. That was awkward. All members of Sparing are in a hardcore band, 13th. During the pandemic, the band decided to head in a less aggressive style and pull influences from 90s rock and early 2000s pop punk that would become the songs of the new Old Dreams EP, recently signed to Sunday Drive Records based out of the San Antonio, Texas. Sparing aims to hit the ground running with the same attitude they brought into the other musical projects. Old Dreams is available everywhere July 30th, 2021, which as of recording was yesterday. So yeah. That's out now. So, story behind the song. Lush is essentially a few different points in my life morphed into one story. At the core, it was about my fear of commitment towards old relationships, old jobs, old dreams. I was always looking for what came next and never living in the moment. When the walls of my life started to cave in, my first thought was to run away from my problems. So that's incredibly fucking relatable.
Yeah.
You guys ready to listen to it?
Fucking right.
Fucking sender, bud.
Thoughts?
I definitely see where they got the late 90s, early 2000s pop punk vibe, because it gave me crazy Sugar Cult vibes.
Oh sure. Huh. I can see that. Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
I miss definitely. Me some Sugar Cult. Whatever happened to them?
They're just a memory now.
I don't know.
They're in a cult. Yeah.
Of sugar. That worships sugar.
Yeah. I thought it slapped. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
I was expecting a lot of like pop punk, like, because they just look like they got that pop punk look in that video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good, man. I really liked it.
Yeah, I think the guitar sounded great. Fucking, there was a couple drum parts. I was like, ooh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Fucking vocalist killed it. Happy with that. I think you guys were one of my favorites of recent time. I'm really happy for you guys. So thank you for submitting that song. And we're going to head off on to the next session. Section.
Session.
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 I'll have a session.
If you guys would like to reach out to us at any point in your life, you're at PPES Podcast on the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the God. YouTubes, and the Spotify. If you can't reach any of those, check out our link tree.
Yeah, we got a fucking link tree. Put that shit together. But this is important, Roper.
Yes.
We have guests.
Let them.
They need to fucking promote their shit. So fucking hit it with us, boys.
You want to go, Steve, or do you want me to do it?
You can send it, buddy. I'll do a little thing at the end, just talking about how much I love you.
Okay. So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, at Empty Space Podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. I don't really know anything other than those two. Also, our email is emptyspacepodcast@yahoo.com. We're right in the middle, actually, of breaking down Green Day and Blink, going through their entire discography right now. So if you like Green Day and you like Blink, go over there, listen to that. If you don't, I don't know why the fuck you're listening to us. Because, how'd you find us, first of all? But yeah, that's where we're at, Empty Space Podcast.
Also, don't forget that we... just want to make sure that everybody knows they're loved and cared about. And we also talk a lot about mental health and how important it is, and how the two, pop punk music in general, correlate with one another. So if you ever do need help, please contact those hotlines. You can contact us. You can contact the Pom Pom Emo Supremo guys. I'm sure they'd love to talk to you too. Oh, yeah. Big shout out to these guys. These guys, we've been talking to these guys forever. And I really love and appreciate the support from all of us. It's just been awesome.
Yeah, I think this is a great fucking little family we created.
Hell yeah.
You guys want to have a baby?
Yeah. Are you going to pay child support?
No.
Oh, he knows you're going to leave. See, he's smart. He knows you're going to leave. Uh-huh.
Nice try, Steve. That's why I'm in love with that.
When he thinks he's a ghost. We can see you.
Okay, fuck, guys. How are we gonna end the episode? Someone come up with a quick idea.
How are we gonna end it?
Good jokes.
We can. Never mind.
I mean, yeah, no, they're not appropriate.
We can all sing together.
Yeah, let's sing our favorite song. What should we sing?
Or we could all say one word and make a statement, but we won't know what the word is.
Like a Mad Lib.
We have to make like a Mad paragraph. Lib. Yeah.
How about we all go three times?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
I can go
good.
Three times.
Same.
Yeah. A total of 12 words. We can do it. All right. Let's start off with Steve, then Batch, then Roper, then me.
Okay.
Okay. Finger.
In.
My.
Pudding.
While.
I'm.
Eating.
Pudding.
Interracial.
Sexual.
Mom?
Dad?
Wonderful.
And that's the Pop Punk Emo Supremo Podcast. Are we good on your end? Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We got you now. It like just does that weird thing every like 10, 20 minutes.
I think it's just like when I speak. Like the internet. It has only happened when you speak.
It's like, oh God, Roper's reading.
Yeah. Restart, everybody. Everything I just said is original.
Penis sex.
All right. I have
here we go.
Backward sounds and the word penis too.
What? Okay. Come on.